I welcome all of you, the nurses and MLM meeting spiritual care on 17th May. Before this story of Tota Gopinath, I'll tell you the story of today's day. Today is Jahnu Saptami. Okay. So Jahnu Saptami is a very auspicious day. It's a long story, but I will tell you the Jahnu Saptami part of the story. The part of the story which concerns on today's day, I will tell you that. You all know that Bhagirath brought Ganga from Akash. Akash Ganga, that is from heavenly planets, he brought Ganga on earth. And at one point of time, Bhagirath was going ahead and Ganga was coming behind. And he was told by Ganga, "Do you go ahead and tell me the road, I will come behind you." So suddenly, as Ganga was flowing behind, Bhagirath was going ahead. He went on going ahead and suddenly he saw behind Ganga was not there. So he was wondering what happened. So he went behind long distance. And he came to know that at one point of time, one point of place, one point, Ganga disappeared. Why? Because Gangaji was flowing with so much speed that she was flooding everything and taking everything with her. For example, the glasses and the pots and the houses and the goshalas, everything was being taken by her. So she came across an ashram of Jahnu Muni and she flooded the ashram and she just took the ashram with her with so much force. So Jahnu Muni was a great rishi. So Jahnu Muni swallowed her completely and blocked her. It was so powerful. There is one more Muni like this. His name is Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni had drunk the ocean. One time Agastya Muni, the ocean was very arrogant, very aggressive. So he drank the whole ocean and defeated him. It's so powerful. I mean, we cannot imagine today. I will drink one glass of lemon juice now. And I feel I drank four glasses. I'm so proud. But we can't imagine Jahnu Muni and Agastya Muni compared to us. So Jahnu Muni, just to reduce or subdue the aggressive nature of Ganga, he swallowed her and kept her within herself. No water anymore outside. Everything inside. So Bhagirath came behind and saw that Jahnu Muni is sitting there doing tapasya. So he requested, inquired with him, "Did you see Ganga? From where she went?" So he explained to her, him, that she was coming with great force, flooding my ashram. So I have drank her. So then he offered prayers to Jahnu Muni. Great respect and great respect he offered prayers to Jahnu Muni. And then Jahnu Muni released Ganga from his body. In the slower speed, not the higher speed before. Before that she was flooding so heavily that Lord Shiva took her in her jata and then reduced her speed. But still the speed was very high. And then further the speed was reduced. And with slower speed, Jahnu Muni released her. That's why her name was what? Huh? What was the name of Ganga after this? You all know this. After Jahnu Muni released her from his body, what name she got? Jahnavi, very simple. So she also was named as daughter of Jahnu Muni because she came out of his body. So as if he gave birth to her. So today's day is Jahnu Saptami, on which day Ganga was released from the body of Jahnu Muni to go ahead. And then Bhagirath took her further ahead and then his ancestors were released.
Tithi-wise.
Date wise nothing happens. Our whole panchang is tithi wise. It somehow happens to be on 17th May, but it doesn't come on 17th May every year. Today is Vaishak Shuddha Saptami, on which day Jahnu Muni released Mother Ganga from his body for the benefit of Bhagirath and his ancestors. Hare Krishna. So she asked me to tell about Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is a deity which was present at the beginning of creation. When Lord Brahma was born, that time Gopinath Murti appeared. What Murti you saw? At the beginning of creation. And that time Brahmaji narrated glories of Lord Krishna. He sang the glories of Lord Krishna. And that is called as Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is the collection of verses which Brahma sang to glorify Lord Krishna. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. Like that, the shlokas go on. And in that set of shlokas, the position of Lord Shiva, position of Brahma himself, position of Chandra, Ganeshji, Durga Devi, Indra, Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati Devi, everybody's position is explained. What do they do? What is their service? And how do they serve? What is their domain? What is their adhikar? Where do they stay? Whose wife they are? Whose husband they are? Everything is explained. Lord Shiva, where he stays? Lord Devi, Devi, where she stays? What is her job? Ganeshji specifically. Everything is explained in that. And that is called Brahma Samhita. And when Lord Brahma was born, he was confused at time of birth. He didn't know what to do, from where he came, what was his job, what powers he had. At that time, Lord Krishna spoke in his heart. Or you can say telepathy. He passed a message to his heart. With that message, he became enlightened. Then Gopinathji appeared. And then Lord Brahma spoke to him the glories, the shlokas. So that Gopinathji remained year after year, yuga after yuga. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Kali Yuga in Jagannath Puri, at that time Radharani's avatar, Gadadhar Pandit, also came there. Gadadhar Pandit was a childhood friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Nimai Pandit, baby Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was there, Gadadhar was a very best friend of Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit was very aggressive and Gadadhar Pandit was very mild and very soft and very gentle. So Nimai Pandit's mother, Sachi Mata, told Gadadhar Pandit that you are such a nice boy, you are so gentle and sober. Can you please never leave the company of my brother, my son? My son is very agitated, very angry, very arrogant and very mischievous. So you please balance him always. Be with him, control him, subdue him, make him sober, because you are a very nice boy. So he had pleased Sachi Mata very much by his behavior. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got married, then he took sannyas, then he left Navadvip Dham, then he went to Jagannath Puri. So when he went to Jagannath Puri, even Gadadhar Pandit accompanied him. So Sachi Mata had told him, never leave company of my son. At that time, both were elderly. They are grown up. So when Gadadhar Pandit came to Jagannath Puri, he was given residence in garden called as Yameshwar Tota. Yameshwar Tota garden means the garden which Lord Yama himself established in Jagannath Puri. At the time of, again, creation, when Lord Nind Madhav appeared and Lakshmi Devi appeared and Nind Madhav and Lakshmi Devi were speaking, at that time there was a situation that one crow came. Listen to very carefully, yeah? The crow came and somehow touched the pond over there. The pond was called Rohini Kund. When he touched the pond, immediately the crow became Chaturbhuj Vishnu Duta. He developed a form of Vishnu, actually. Four-armed, blue-colored form. And immediately Garuda appeared, and that crow who had become now Vishnu Dut, he lifted him and took him to Vaikuntha for residence of Vaikuntha permanently. So when this happened, Yamaraj came there and he was surprised. Sorry, how can a crow become liberated like this? Then what is my service here? So Lakshmi Devi told him that in this area you don't have any service. Here whoever is born will be taken back to Vaikuntha immediately. So you don't have any service here of punishing people. He is not, Lord of Death has no service over there. So Lakshmi Devi instructed Yamaraj about the glories of Jagannath Puri. Shankha Kshetra, Purusham Tam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. She glorified to Yamaraj, told him the glories of Jagannath Puri. And how you can only come here to visit but not to do any job here. So Yamaraj was very impressed and very happy. So he settled there only. He said, now I will, whenever I come here, I will worship you. This is my place of worship. So he developed a beautiful garden called Yameshwar. Tota means, in Jagannath Puri language, Tota means garden, bagicha. So Yameshwar means, he also established Lord Shiva Linga there. Yama Ishwar, Yamaraj's worshipable Lord Shiva, established over there. So this Yameshwar, Lord Shiva, worshipped by Yamaraj, was established by Yamaraj over there in the garden. And there itself, Gopinath's murti is there, temple is there. So also it's called as Tota Gopinath, one Gopinath who stays in garden. And there, Vadadhar Pandit, who is the incarnation of Radharani, served Gopinath, the murti of Gopinath. And he said that he became 90 years old and still daily he was worshipping the deity with garland, with flowers, with incense, with lamp, with flowers, everything. And when he became 90 years old, he became very, very, very old. He could not even stand to put the garland around the neck of Gopinath. And he was praying to Lord, Lord, I am so weak and old. I want to serve you. I want to put garland on you, but I am not able to put garland because I can't stand only. So one fine day, when he was trying to stand and put the garland on Gopinath, Gopinath sat down. The deity, the murti of Gopinath, which is standing like this in front of you, just sat down in a flat position, in a folded leg position. What we say in English is, kya bolte usko? Cross-legged position. Or we say Padmasan, or we say Mandi Halun Basne, Baitak. Just sat down. Just to accept the worship of his dear devotee, the Lord decided to sit down. This is the only murti of Krishna in the whole world which is sitting down in folded legs, cross-legged. And then Gadadhar Pandit further continued his seva by offering garland to him by sitting position. And he offered his seva, service, deity, worship, everything, sringar, by sitting down only. And later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his time came up, he lived in this world 48 years. Like Jesus Christ lived 32 years. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived 48 years. When time came for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to leave this world, he came to Tota Gopinath. By the way, before that, I want to tell you that Tota Gopinath temple is a very beautiful place in the sense Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day in the afternoon would go there. And Gadadhar Pandit in that temple would read Srimad Bhagavatam for him. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya would listen. And Gadadhar Pandit would speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is explained, Gadadhar Pandit in the temple of Tota Gopinath recited the story of Narasingadev and Prahlad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hundreds of times. And after every time hearing the full story, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, tell again. And Gadadhar Pandit would tell the story again. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while hearing the story, he would dance in ecstasy, in happiness. Tell me again about Prahlad. Tell me again about Narasingha Bhagwan, like that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daily would spend 3 hours listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Being the Lord, he has put an example in front of all of us. That everyone who is a devotee of the Lord must listen to scriptures every day, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all scriptures, about the pastimes of the Lord. So that place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also would perform a lot of kirtan and dancing. So when time came to depart, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy. And everybody went in madness. They forgot where they were, what they were doing, and which place they were, and who they were. They lost. They were completely absorbed. And when they were totally absorbed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared in the thigh of Tota Gopinath Murti, where we fold the leg at the knee point, just above the knee. There is a, in the Murti, today also there is one line is there. In that area, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered and disappeared. So when devotees saw, kirtan stopped, they opened their eyes and saw, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. He already left this world through the body of Gopinath. So it is said the Gopinath deity, Tota Gopinath, is not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the murti. And afterwards, when Gadadhar Pandit also passed away, he also entered the Murti and disappeared from there. So Radha and Krishna are together in the body of Gopinath. Very beautiful place. Very beautiful place. And they don't allow to take photographs. So you don't have photograph also. You have to go there and see. And when the pujari you request, the pujari also lifts the dhoti and shows you the line through which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in the body of Gopinath. Right side, right leg, right thigh. So this is the story of Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, for your pleasure. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? How is your brother? So anybody have any question? Hey, madam. We have to tune in always. Like when you go for a tour, how you are tuned in, fully geared up. That's how when you come to spiritual care program, you have to be tuned in. Otherwise you don't draw any benefit. This year we are taking Yatra to Sri Rangam, Rameshwaram and Madurai. No, Guruvayur is in Kerala. We can't go to Kerala and Tamil Nadu both. So we decided we'll go to Tamil Nadu only.
But Guruvayur, we have seen that there is also sitting position.
Standing position. So are you all aware of this South India Yatra? Everybody may not be aware.
It's not in
December only. It's not changed.
Last week of December.
21st December, you have to sit in the train, and 23rd you have to reach there, Rameshwaram. Yatra will start at Rameshwaram.